Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Drums,
please. You can watch the show at watchintheloop.com. You can download the radio.com app to listen to us 24/7. Like us on Sports Radio 610 and on Facebook, which is our name. And then follow us on Twitter at Sports Radio 610. Of course, subscribe to the podcast. It's In the Loop, episode 38. Fred Landry Lopez. Lopez out fishing. Freddie D, me, and that dude Figgy on the ones and twos.
That's it. And threes. Don't forget the threes because you got three buttons.
I don't know about threes. That's y'all's thing. Ones and twos is what I've always grown up on.
It's threes. But that's what I'm saying.
Shout out to Greg Street.
It's threes because you got the three buttons that you got to push, right? Isn't that how it goes down?
It's a couple more buttons that's than that, it. But
yeah, we'll just stick to one, two.
I just can't believe he's wearing his wedding ring today.
I'm glad for him.
I'm happy too. I just wish he did it all the time.
I don't.
Me
I mean,
too.
I'm not
man.
Mad at you.
I'm not a jewelry person.
Yeah,
though.
Don't be. Listen, your wife knows the deal.
Yeah, she cool with
she
it.
Knows
she lost her
nah,
ring.
She ain't.
So she can't really say nothing.
She ain't. She just doesn't listen. Didn't.
She lost her ring.
She lost her ring?
Yeah, she was devastated.
Okay, good. That's all that matters. As long as she was devastated.
And I ain't going to lie, I was kind of upset too.
Yeah.
But I couldn't really say nothing. She was devastated. So I told her, don't worry about it.
Don't worry, boo.
But
I
was burning up inside.
How much you drive a little lick on that ring?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Enough to have me mad.
The podcast is where it's at because you need to go back to the podcast and check out the Haiku Hump Day from 2 days ago when Figgy just slayed it. We're still his Haiku Hump Day debut was so good that we're still talking. It was very Deshaun Watson like the way you came out the gate. Yeah. Very Deshaun Watson like. It's got me thinking again. Like I'm all next week. All I'm going to think about is getting my mind right and getting back on track when I come back.
Well, when you come back, it's going to be football season because we're 6 days away from camp. So it'll be the grind time,
yeah, no,
bro.
No, it's on a pop.
This is the slowest time in sports right now. But there was some news yesterday that broke involving the Houston Rockets because Carmelo Anthony was traded to the Atlanta Hawks. He's expected to be bought out. And by most accounts, in the coming days, Carmelo Anthony will be a member of your Houston Rockets.
Listen, this is just delaying the inevitable. We've been knowing about this for about a week and a half now. As soon as the news broke that he was going to get bought out by the Oklahoma City Thunder, it was an absolute no-brainer. And, of course, now the question's going to be, how does he fit in? How's he going to... his style of basketball, I mean, as far as from an ISO standpoint, as far as a, you know, from a defensive switching standpoint, we know he's a, you know, he didn't work very well as a catch and shoot four in Oklahoma City. Now, I think we are in agreement that the coaching staff in Houston is far superior than the coaching staff in Oklahoma City. We feel very comfortable that Mike D'Antoni's system, and so Mike D'Antoni has come to peace and says, and he's even gone on record as saying that the situation here in Houston is better than what it was back in New York, which is why he's okay with bringing Carmelo Anthony on board. But, you know, we keep waiting for this other shoe to drop with Carmelo Anthony. We keep waiting for Olympic Carmelo Anthony to show up. We thought that was going to be the case over in Oklahoma City. That never came to fruition. So, again, we can kind of keep holding out this false hope that maybe it's going to happen here in Houston. And as our boy John Lopez alluded to yesterday in the group text, you know, he's got a strong feeling that this thing's going to crash and burn. And, you know, I don't want to agree with him. I'm a little nervous to agree with him just because you want to see the Rockets do well. And you know this as well as anybody, Landry. It's more fun to cover your team. It's more fun to talk about them when things are going well. And, you know, for the Rockets, that they win 65 games last year, and yet here they are. You add Carmelo Anthony, and yet it may move the needle from a basketball perspective, from like a national hoops perspective, but here locally, I mean, I just feel like nobody cares, and B, there's more pause for concern than there is any kind of elation.
I think the most laughable thing going on right now is you look at all these, a lot of people on the internet, and I know it's a small sample size of the city and the Rockets fan base, but you look at a lot of people on the internet that are basically praising this move and talking about how great it is that Carmelo's coming to Houston and putting out all the creative gifts and all that. If you just type in their name, just do this as a case study. I don't want to put people out there too much because I don't want to look like too much of a cynical a-hole.
Put them out.
If you just If you just type in their name and then you type in Carmelo and you look at what they were saying last year about Carmelo Anthony and how they were glad that the Rockets didn't get him and how this guy's a loser and so on and so forth, all of a sudden he comes here and there's a lot of people excited about him. And I get the other side of the argument. I understand that some people say, you know, it's ISO ball. Trevor Ariza and Luke Mbamute didn't give you any offense. I understand all that, but I just think that in order for me to be fair to the Rockets, I think I need to adjust my expectations of what I think about this basketball team. Because last year I looked at this team and I said, this is the biggest threat to the Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. This is a team that's going to have home court advantage, and this is going to be their best thought of as a championship. With Carmelo Anthony, and given the fact that the Warriors got better in the offseason, and given the fact that they were somewhat vulnerable heading into the playoffs, I get why the Rockets lost, but that still doesn't take away from the opportunity they had. Given all that, I'm just going to adjust my expectations of the Rockets, and I'm going to go from saying this is the biggest threat to the Warriors to this is a good second-tier team in the Western Conference with no real championship hopes. And by doing that, I feel like I can be more fair to Carmelo Anthony, because I think it's unfair for me, it's unfair for you, it's unfair for anybody else to look at Carmelo Anthony and compare him and this Rockets team to the team that won 65 games last year and was a game away from making it to the NBA Finals. So my expectations are adjusted. The Rockets are just one of the good second-tier teams in the Western Conference.
I think that's a realistic approach. I think the approach is Daryl Morey doesn't have that feeling.
No, he doesn't.
Mike
but
D'Antoni
he might have
doesn't
to.
Have that feeling. No, you can't. You listen. You're not bringing in Carmelo Anthony as much as we want to downplay it or have our doubts about the move and whether or not we think it's going to work or whether or not it puts him on the same level or same category as they were last year with the Golden State Warriors. It's irrelevant because if you're Daryl Morey, if you're Mike D'Antoni, if you're Tillman Fertitta, if you're James Harden, if you're Chris Paul, if you're Carmelo Anthony, you're coming in as a group with the intention of we're building off what we did last year. Because and here's the thing, if you're Carmelo Anthony, think about it this way. All right, maybe this is where gut check time comes in. Maybe this is where being a man comes in. Maybe this is where being a competitor comes into play. If I'm Carmelo Anthony, I'm coming off the worst year of my career. All right. And I'm looking at it, and I'm saying to myself, there's people doubting whether I'm an upgrade over Trevor Ariza and Luke Mbamute. Like, are you kidding? I mean, if I'm Carmelo Anthony, I'm seriously saying to myself, y'all are tripping. If you think that this is a downgrade because this was a better team last year with Trevor freaking Ariza, okay, whose his highlight was last year was what? Going into the Clipper locker room before a game or after a game, and Luke Mbamute, who, again, you know, was pretty much a nondescript NBA player, and by the end of last, and then all of a sudden over the summer we're clamoring because, oh my God, we just lost Luke Mbamute. I mean, you're bringing in one of the best offensive players of the last 25 years. Say what you want about Carmelo Anthony. Yes, has he left a lot to be desired? No question about it. But his offensive game, when left, you know, as a number two or number three option, is as good as there is. He's got one of the sweetest jump shots in the last 20 years. If I'm Carmelo, I'm coming in thinking to myself, this is what, I mean, you can only have so many opportunities to, like, you know, kind of rebuild your legacy or you know, at least re-energize it. He couldn't do it in Oklahoma City. Here he comes in to Houston in a perfect, perfect scenario for him. He doesn't have to be the one. He doesn't even have to be the two. Just be the three. Be the guy that we all thought you were going to be 2-3 years ago when they tried to bring you in the first place. And I'm telling you what, this guy, if he can help lead Houston and help them combat Golden State, which is the way we all expected them to do last year, this guy could totally rewrite his legacy. That's what, if I'm Carmelo Anthony, that's what we're hoping we're going to get with Carmelo Anthony.
But the thing about it is, how many guys rewrite and show
it doesn't happen very often
at the age of 33. Like, there's a lot of times,
no,
like,
he's 34.
He's about to be 34. Or did he turn 34 already?
I think he just turned 34.
Yeah, he's 34 years old. So, you know, he had the chance to do all this last year. This is the exact same stuff they were saying last season. And from just a fit perspective, I just don't know how he fits with these other two guys. A lot of people, I thought it was silly that people were questioning James Harden and Chris Paul as a fit. But when you add Carmelo into that mix, it just seems like a strange fit. And I'm not the biggest Trevor Ariza fan. I did think they should have brought back Luke just because of how good he looked against the Warriors in the regular season before his shoulder fell off. But the notion that this team needed more offense to me is a little bit crazy. And if you do think they need more offense, you still have to at least have some sort of presence on defense at the small forward position. Like, look, if you're telling me that Carmelo Anthony is going to get the same shots that Trevor Ariza got last year and the score is going to be the same, the Warriors aren't going to score as much because he's playing as good a defense, then yeah, obviously he's an offensive upgrade. I just didn't think this team needed more offense. They just needed to hit their open shots. And this is another thing that I think is funny, Fred, when we talk about this. It's easy to point to Trevor Ariza and the supporting cast for what happened in Game 7 when the Rockets had a historic poor start from three-point land where they missed how many ever three-pointers? James Harden was a big part of that, too. So it wasn't like it was just Trevor Ariza missing his shots. James Harden was a huge part of the Rockets going cold from three-point land last year.
No. I mean, the collective unit was bad down the stretch. And I guess that's where... If you're Carmelo, you know, when you bring in a Carmelo Anthony is, and that was what I just couldn't understand when they did. And I blame the coaching as much as I do the players for this. And Landry, you know this. Anybody that's ever played basketball knows this. If you're not knocking down outside shots, take it to the rack. Like, get an easy bucket. Watch the basket fall through the net. So at the very least, just something. And maybe once Chris Paul went down offensively, this team went into a rut in the second half. Yes, they got off to gangbuster starts in the first half, but they weren't able to continue it in the second half. And so maybe that's why they're thinking with a guy like a Carmelo Anthony who does provide good offense and definitely, I mean, has forgotten more about offense than Trevor Ariza and Luke Bamute will ever know. So, listen, I like to consider myself a glass half full kind of guy. This is going to go, and I'm not breaking any new news here, and I'm being real vague about this, but I'll just say this. The Carmelo Anthony experiment is going to go one of two ways. Either it's going to go completely off the rails, and this team's going to implode, and we're going to hear about it all year long, and there's going to be strife from day one. Or maybe not from day one, but it's going to bubble if they have some struggles, or we're going to be pleasantly surprised, and we're going to be like, oh my God, this team's far better than we imagined. I think I'm going to lean towards that ever so slightly, only because I have faith in Mike D'Antoni and I have faith in the leadership of this basketball team. And if you're Chris Paul, let's not forget this too. We're kind of burying the lead a little bit on this as well. How do you think Chris Paul feels knowing that in the biggest games of his career, he wasn't able to play?
He probably doesn't feel too good about it.
You know what I'm saying? And now, you know, we're kind of, and again, we don't, and listen, the homeboy just got paid, all right? So he's got $160 scrillion to do whatever he wants with, all right? So now that pushes his career earnings to over $300 million. God bless him. James Harden has already told us that that they didn't need any major free agents and that they're going to go out and do what they do and they're going to, quote unquote, run it back. And he told us that after he won the MVP award. I'm taking him at his word for that. So I've got a motivated Chris Paul who missed the two biggest games of his career because he broke down his hammy, which has been the long story of him throughout his entire career. You've got James Harden who's coming off an MVP year telling us, you know what, I'm going to be even better next year. And you've got a Carmelo Anthony who right now people are suggesting you're not an upgrade over Trevor Ariza and Luke Bamute, and you can't play defense because you know what? You're coming off a career worst year in Oklahoma City, so what makes us think that you're going to be any better in Houston as a number three option when you couldn't do it before in OKC? If that's not motivation, if that doesn't get those three guys fired up, I don't know what will.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't. They can be motivated, but at the end of the day, it's the Warriors League right now. Everybody else is just playing in it.
It sure is. It sure is. He's Landry Locker. I'm Fred Davis. We got our boy DJ Figueroa rocking the wedding ring today, and our girl, the gorgeous Joanna, who's going to make her soccer debut tomorrow night. Soccer debut from our girl Joanna in the loop, going down Big Willie style. It's me and two lovely ladies kicking field goals tomorrow. Me, Ellie, and Joanna. So if I don't make a... You two better hold it down is all I'm saying. You two better hold it down is all I'm saying because I'm pigeon-toed and I can't promise where that soccer ball is going to go tomorrow. All right, coming up next, what we like to do each and every day around this time, we like to localize it. Major League Baseball, we've been saying this for a while. They've got a problem, and it was heightened over the week, especially at the All-Star break, and one of our own Houston Astros touched upon it yesterday. What is it? We'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere. It's In the Loop on a Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.